Cinemix Podcast Adventure. Please don't tell Mom or else we'll get a lecture. We still got microphones and we got really cool guests. It's a Cinemix Podcast.
Ho, 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 ho. It's me, Emmett Claus.
Okay, I getcha. We're doing a Christmas special and you think you can be Santa Claus. All right.
Today, I am Santa's brother, Emmett Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay, all right.
And you are?
Lucy.
Claus.
Claus.
All right.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho,
yay.
Ho, ho. Okay.
We are brother and sister. We are making a podcast, a Christmas podcast.
Yay, Christmas!
Because tomorrow is Christmas.
Tomorrow is Christmas.
And it's practically here.
We're going to get presents, and Mom and Dad are hopefully going to get us more recording stuff, even though they don't know that we're actually doing this, so maybe they won't. But maybe, like, because I don't know. Like, I wrote a letter to myself that said, if I don't get more podcast equipment, I'm going to throw a tantrum. So,
Which is probably a little bit confusing to them because they don't know about the podcast.
Yeah. Also, I wrote it to myself. So, like, they're never.
Oh, they didn't read it?
Yeah.
Oh, you read it to yourself because you're Lucy Claus, Santa's sister.
Yeah.
And our parents are Santa's parents, who are God and Jesus.
What?
I think. I'm trying to remember because I know that it's Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, but.
And Santa Claus is probably Jesus' son.
I don't know because I don't celebrate Christian normal things.
Yeah.
I just celebrate the commercial side of Christmas.
Right, yes. Because, you and Mom and Dad think that all the Christian religious stuff is not what is what you want to do. But me, I read a Bible. And it's for me. And I like it because God and Jesus had a baby Santa. I can't read very well.
Yeah.
So it's just my understanding of it so far, and
I don't know if what you're.
I want to be a priest.
I thought you wanted to be dad.
Yeah, I want to be dad when I grow up.
Uh huh.
I want to be a priest right now.
Right now. Yeah, I think you have to be a little older to be a priest. You want to be a priest for Christmas?
Yeah. I'm
going to
dress up
as
a priest for Christmas.
Why? You can't dress. Christmas isn't a dress up holiday.
I am Emmett Claus.
Oh my God.
The priest.
The priest? Okay.
And it's not even a costume. It's just who I am.
Why?
Today, that's who I am.
Why do you want to be that?
Well, because the priest is a messenger of God.
This has significant religious overtones, and I'm worried that our listeners are going to be like, I don't think I signed up for this. I personally didn't. So,
well, that's what you get when you listen to a podcast by me, Emmett Claus, son of God.
You're not the son of God.
I'm learning, okay? I'm learning how to be a good Christian.
Why? We're not Christian.
Well, I just thought it would be fun for Christmas.
Oh my God, okay. So what are we doing today, aside from you having a spiritual awakening?
Well, on top of that, we'll probably be baking cookies.
Uh-huh.
I have the cookies prepared.
Good.
And by that, I mean you're going to be preparing the cookies.
Oh.
And I want cookies.
Okay.
But I'll help decorate.
All right.
And what else is there? Well, also, I think that we should probably have some friends over.
We should. I mean, it's a Christmas extravaganza special. We should probably have some friends over to celebrate.
Yep.
Maybe sing some songs. Maybe play some games.
Yep. We'll do all of the Festivus things.
Festivus. Okay. So now you're switching to another holiday.
What do you mean?
Festivus for the rest of us. You know, Dad's always watching that show.
Oh yes, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey,
I like Kramer.
About it.
When he busts in, he's really funny.
He opens the door. Probably my favorite thing about Kramer is that he opens the door.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
Really
and he
funny.
Slides in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Festivus and Christmas. Yep.
Okay.
And then also, we'll probably have presents.
Probably. Yep. Maybe one or two.
Yep.
Probably should set out milk and cookies for Santa, even though it's, kind of a kid thing to do.
What do you mean a kid thing to do?
Well, Santa's
it's a kid thing to be polite to your guests. If feels really adult to set up milk and cookies for
it's just mom and dad that are going to be eating the cookies. Like,
is it just because Santa's not that hungry usually? Or do, like, I think it's probably good to put out extra ones for Santa.
Hang on a second. Yeah. You think Santa's actually coming down the chimney?
Well, the chimney thing I don't fully understand. He might just come through the door. I don't know. I don't actually really. The chimney thing I always assumed was like a little bit of like a fun.
All right, look, you're 8 years old. You're gonna be 9 next year. I think there's something you need to know.
I might not.
There's something. Okay.
I might just stay 8. Is that okay?
You do you. But there's something you should know, because I don't want people at school to make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You ready for this? This is going to be big. It's going to hit you over the head real hard.
Okay.
You want to sit down?
Yes?
Santa's not real.
What?
Santa is made up. Mom and Dad made him up to make you good so that you would be a good kid all year long. And then...
No.
Santa brings you presents. Santa is just mom and dad.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, because Santa brings the presents.
No, mom and dad go shopping. They're out shopping right now. That's why we're home alone.
Yeah, but
and I'm babysitting you.
Okay, well, maybe they buy some of the presents, but like Santa has to do the stockings. Santa probably does the stockings and maybe a couple of the presents, and mom and dad like fill in the rest because they love me so much.
No,
maybe they work with Santa.
No, Santa is.
They must. They
fake.
Have to like. No, it's
Santa's not real.
No, there's that's no. Cool, because the milk and cookies and.
Yeah, mom and dad eat that.
Right, and I'm like already a good boy, so like I'm gonna be a good boy. They don't need to like make up like Santa's real though, because he's a guy. You can't just make up a guy. There's, I mean, all the guys I know the.
All right, Emmett.
The real guys.
You're breathing really hard and really fast. I think you should sit down, and you should probably like just take a breather. I'm gonna make you a quick hot chocolate, and we're gonna be right back.
How could Santa be fake if hot chocolate tastes so good?
Anyway, we're gonna be right back with some guests, and we're gonna get over this spiritual dilemma that Emmett is facing. BRB. We're back, everybody. Don't worry. Emmett is not losing his mind.
No,
he's fine.
It's actually fine. Everything is fine. It's just, Lucy likes to pull these pranks, and she really likes to commit to them. And it's just funny, because usually I feel like it wouldn't be cool to do on the podcast, but it's like, it's fine.
I mean, you're going to have to grow up sometime. Like, it's a good time now. And then
I can wait till I'm 10.
We could record your emotional reaction to it. So it's like we're documentarians.
Oh.
So Santa's
this
not
is
real.
For film?
Well, wait, both.
This is for. So this is like. Okay. All right. I could do this. I could be the subject of a documentary.
Great.
Is this going to the festivals?
No. It's just going to my closet, because that's where we hide everything.
Right. Yeah. And that's
anyway.
True. Okay. All right. Let's get it. Okay. Cool. For the podcast.
For
I'll
the
it.
Podcast.
I'll do it for the podcast.
So let's bring out our first guest.
Okay. Our first guest is, you may know her from the silver screen.
Or not.
I don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is
She's
either.
She's Patti LuPone.
I had Yay. A dream.
Wow.
Wow. A
Children,
real...
it's me, Patti LuPone.
Wow, Patti LuPone.
A real life celebrity.
You talk so animatedly. What year are you from?
I am from many different decades, doll.
Wow. Which ones are your
favorites? Your favorite
the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and the 2020s and beyond.
Wow. That's why we don't know you.
I was born in the wrong generation.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too.
Wow.
So those, that's, I wish I could be you.
Pardon?
I wish I could be you.
You can't be a Patti LuPone. There's only one Toots.
Right. Yes. And what's, who... Who are you?
What is your deal,
Patti? We know you're a celebrity.
I am a toning-winning actress, songstress, and hater of cell phones.
Hater of cell phones?
Okay.
But they have so much good stuff
they
on
do.
Them.
Not in a theater.
They
have no
play
place
video games
in
on.
A
yeah.
theater.
You tried Marvel Snap?
Excuse me?
It's a new card game. Do you like superheroes? Superman, Iron Man... Superman's not in it, though. He's not Marvel.
The only man I know are producers who put me on the stage.
What about actors? There's no men actors?
They are, but they don't count.
Oh, okay.
I
Patty
LuPone's
sexist.
I respect.
Interesting.
What is who's Tony?
Yeah, Tony. Antoinette is actually the name that the award is named after.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, every Broadway star wants a Tony. Oh. But only Miss LuPone has won a couple of them.
You're the only person who's ever won a Tony?
I'm the only one that matters.
Right.
Oh, just won a Tony. Why, matters.
That's why you're on our show.
You seem very self-confident. How did you acquire all this self-confidence, Patty?
Juilliard!
Who?
Juilliard, the great school of theater.
Oh.
So it's like a big yard named Julie?
The Juilliard.
The Juilliard, yes.
Right, it's the Schoolyard.
The Schoolyard.
We go to a school that has a Schoolyard. You went to a school that has a Juilliard.
Yes.
That's so good.
Interesting.
That's really good. Exactly. I maybe could get some more confidence on the Schoolyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get no confidence on the Schoolyard.
No, I get no confidence on the Schoolyard either. Yep. I also get no respect on the Schoolyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah. No. You have to respect yourself first.
Ah.
And then you will obtain the respect from others.
Wow.
Patty LuPone with a Christmas message that everyone should hear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, Patty, did you want to sing us a song from one of your Tony Award-winning songs?
Of course. Now, I just want to know, what's the copyright rule around here?
Well, I would say don't sing anything in copyright.
Okay, so I'm just gonna mix up some of the lyrics.
Great.
Okay.
Make them Christmas lyrics.
Christmas lyrics.
Okay.
Make them about something like Santa.
Okay. Are you familiar with a political figure from Argentina named Eva Perón?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are.
Are you familiar with a man by the name of Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
The devil, Satan himself.
Does he go to our school?
He just might as well. He's a child.
Yes.
Patty told
He's
us
a
to
child
be confident.
In a man's body.
Oh. Oh.
Anyway, I hate
That's
him,
me.
But he wrote this song and it won me my first Tony. So sit back, relax, and listen to Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Christmified.
Christmified. Okay.
This
I'm excited.
For you, Christ.
I like Christ. This is a new thing I'm discovering.
Don't cry for me. It is Christmas. The truth is, I didn't get you any presents.
Oh, no.
It is snowing. And my toe is throbbing. But I'll tell you one thing. I will light the menorah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a song for every religion.
It really was.
So inclusive.
Yeah. What religion was the toe thing about?
It is well, all religions, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really good song. I really liked that. Do you have any others?
Sure.
You're a really good singer,
yeah,
Patty
you're great.
LuPone.
Great, Patty.
Has anyone ever told you that?
Oh my god. Of course. I wake up every morning, I look in the mirror, I'm like, "Patty, that voice."
Yeah.
You've got it. Okay. What else can I sing? Are you familiar with a little show called Les Mis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Les Mis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Practice confidence.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to change the lyrics again because copyright. Mis.
Okay.
Copyright.
Christmasified.
And I don't want any young stars on the rise to, you know, get in trouble. Right?
Right.
That's you, kids.
That's us,
you,
kids.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's us, kids.
Yeah.
We're never going to get in trouble because our mom's never going to find out about
never.
This.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Here we go. I dreamed a dream of Christmas Day when there was a tree and lots of hot chocolate. There was no famine or war. But I'll tell you what. There was a little Christmas sword.
Sword?
Yeah, because the show takes place during... Oh. People think it's during the French Revolution. It's not. But there was lots of fighting and bayonets and weaponry. So
okay.
A Christmas
French
sword.
French Revolution.
Yeah.
Wow.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie, yeah.
That's the French.
En français.
En français.
Wow.
I got to see these shows. I mean, I've seen these shows, but I would love to see them again.
I would love to see them again, too, because I have certainly seen them.
Yes, obviously.
You can come to Broadway.
What?
I'll give you front row tickets. I'm doing five shows at the same time.
How?
Well, intermission, darling. I run across Times Square.
Wow.
Like in Birdman. Have you seen Birdman?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Kids love Birdman.
Kids love Birdman.
Kids love Birdman.
Like, yep.
Yeah.
Birdman and Robin.
No, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
he's running through Times Square in his
movies. He's in Batman. Michael Keaton's in Batman.
Batman and Robin.
And then he's in Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Yep.
And also Birdman.
Yeah.
And he's running.
And Multiplicity.
That's me. That's between my five shows.
In the Times Square.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I am playing Dear Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, can you sing us a song from Dear Evan Hansen?
Christmas-fied.
Christmas-ified.
I learned to slam on the sleigh before I even turn the Christmas key. I can't give you more. It's going to spoil the show.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
who
great.
Else, who else are you playing? That's one of the shows.
I'm playing Beetlejuice.
Oh.
I'm playing Beetlejuice. Yes.
Wow.
So scary.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay, sing us a song from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Christmasified.
Christmasified.
The whole being dead on Christmas thing. And again, spoilers.
That was a really good song.
That was a really good song.
Yeah.
What else are you
really
in? You have three more.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's just so many shows I can't remember.
We've already got Beetlejuice and Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm also doing a revival of Gypsy.
Oh.
You familiar with Gypsy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Here we go. I had a dream about Christmas.
This sounds a lot like Les Mis.
The same song.
It's not.
A lot of dreaming on Broadway.
It's not.
What is the dream about Christmas that you had? Was Santa in it?
Of course.
Oh, that sounds
of course.
So
he
nice.
Was there. Mrs. Claus was there.
Wow. Aww.
I was there between them. I won't get into details.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
How sounds like the magic that Mom and Dad tell us to go
right,
away.
They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you spank Santa Claus?
Might have spanked me.
Oh.
Whoa. Were you bad?
Yes. I'll tell you, children, sometimes when you are much older, there's a benefit to being on the naughty list.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, maybe I'll get on the naughty list this year. It doesn't matter. Santa's not real. So anyway, do you have any other songs?
Of course.
Well, that's three shows. She's got to tell us about her other two shows.
Two shows? Two more songs.
Oh, okay.
Two more songs.
Starring, this is breaking news, in a one-woman version of Cats.
Wow.
Cats.
One cat.
Wow.
Just one cat. Yeah, it's just called Cat.
Oh,
me.
Clever.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
sing
what,
us a song.
Okay. Christmas, all alone in the moonlight.
I really like that.
Yay,
song.
That was really good. It was about Christmas.
Yeah,
about
Christmas. Being alone.
Yes.
It's kind of sad.
Because sometimes Christmas can be sad.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You ride the emotional wave like we learned a little while ago with our friend Johanna.
Right.
She was all over that wave.
Because it's Jesus' birthday, so we probably should be following the birthday rules.
Got to follow the birthday rules. Oh. All right, Patty, you got one more song
for us? I got one more.
Okay.
One more song.
This is also breaking news.
Great.
I am bringing Her Rent back to Broadway.
Wow.
Yes, in a one-woman version of Rent. I will be playing all 25 characters simultaneously.
Wow. Yes. Okay, sing us a song from that.
Okay. 525,600 Christmases.
Oh, that's a lot of Christmases.
What? Yes.
That's so many presents.
Yes.
I want that many Christmases.
We are not going to pay rent on Christmas.
Okay.
Bohemians.
Okay.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
Yes. I don't know if I
Bohemians.
Get that one. Bohemians.
What's a bohemian?
A bohemian is somebody who lives their life with purpose and art.
Oh.
Like me. I am a bohemian.
I think we're bohemians.
Yeah, we're bohemians.
Our
art form is podcasting.
Yeah.
And we have a big purpose in it. And that is podcasting.
Beautiful. I'd love to see young artists thrive.
We're really similar, Patty LuPone.
Yeah, we are. Patty, this has been great. We've got another guest for this Christmas special. So thanks, Patty. Big round of applause for Patty.
Thanks,
for having
Patty.
Me. Woo! Thank you for having me. Patty, out. out.
Oh, well, you can stick around, Patty, because we're going to play a game later.
Hang out?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
It's not like I have five shows on Broadway or anything.
Well, you've got time on intermission. I've got time. Sometimes it's a little extra long because nobody got to the bathroom, you know, because everyone was going to the ladies' room. Mm. But you know what my trick is? I just go to the men's room.
Mm.
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Why does it matter? Their toilets are toilets.
The men's rooms are kind of disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's
it's like they don't spend any time cleaning them.
Yeah, they should. I think that probably the big thing about bathrooms is that they shouldn't be men's bathrooms, women's bathrooms. They should be clean bathrooms.
They should just be clean bathrooms.
All bathrooms should just be called clean bathrooms.
That's really what we need.
That is a Christmas miracle. Our next guest from the cell phone. Patty, you might not like this person, but we're not trying to start a debate. You might have to learn to love someone on Christmas. This is TikTok influencer McKinley Barton.
Woo! Hi, everybody. I'm like so excited to be here.
Hi, McKinley.
We're so excited to have you.
It's so great to meet you in person.
Yeah, we know all of your stuff.
Every last video.
We watched them all.
Every single one.
I love that for me. I'm so excited that you watch my content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you look like my Nana.
Excuse me. I am 60 or 70 years young.
That's like really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Well, McKinley, it's Christmas time, and we brought you on here to do a Christmas TikTok. What do you got for us?
We're going to make a TikTok.
We're going to make a TikTok with McKinley Barton.
And it's going to go viral.
It is definitely going to go viral. Also, like, please, can we put my promo code on this, like, at the end? I'm like, McKinley for 20% off at Subway, so.
At Subway, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's like 20% off your order at Subway, and then, like, I get a little bit of, like, money from that, so that's really cool. Yeah, can we just like
can
make
we
sure...
have some of the money?
No.
Okay.
Can we have a promo code?
You can use my promo code.
Can we have our own promo code?
Go to subway.com/LucyandEmmett and eat a sandwich.
And eat a sandwich.
I mean, like, if you guys want to do that, we're gonna have to like negotiate. But like, yeah, we can totally like.
Are we wheeling and dealing, Lucy?
I think we are.
Is this
we're
wheeling
big
and
shots.
Dealing.
We're
becoming big
shots. Like Patty LuPone.
Yeah. Wow, Patty, are you proud of us?
Of course, of course.
We're bohemians.
I feel like your mother.
honestly,
you would love our mother, but we can't show you her because. Well, she doesn't know we're doing this. This is a secret.
She would get really mad if she found out we were recording this and that you were both in our house right now.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You guys are badasses. That's really
we're
cool.
Bohemian.
We're bohemian influencers.
What's a bohemian?
It's a podcaster, mainly.
Yeah, it's a podcaster.
Someone who does podcasts and lives their life to a really good goal.
Yep.
I mean, get that bag. Pussy boots the house down. I'm so into that. Call me hashtag bohemian.
Yeah. Slay.
Slay.
Slay all the way. And you can do like slay as in kill it. But you can also do, because this is like for Christmas as well, you can do it S-L-E-I. You could spell it the other way.
That's kind of like how you spell your name.
McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley. Slay. Yeah. So my fans are like my McKin Slays. So, but yeah, I have like 22 million followers and I'm like so excited. But I think
two followers. So that's pretty good.
Do we have two or is it only one?
I think it's two.
Is it two?
I think it was Benny, but then he died.
Well, it still counts as a follow.
Okay.
Because his count, unless they shut down his count for death.
A lot of people die on our podcast.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas, nobody's going to die.
Nobody's going to die on Christmas.
I'm going to call it right now. Nobody's dying tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Patty LuPone, you're not that old, right?
No, baby.
Yes. Patty LuPone is not dying on our podcast.
McKinley, I hope you don't die either.
I mean, I like to live on that edge. It's really, really good for my following. So you never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not dying tonight. I promised our guests.
Okay.
Should we do the challenge?
Let's do the challenge. Let's do the TikTok.
Okay. So this challenge has gone like super viral. It's... a challenge where you literally just take like a tortilla and
tortilla.
Yeah, there's two L's in there. You gotta
tortilla
pronounce
tortilla flatbread.
It. Yeah, tortilla flatbread. You know, for like burritos and whatever. I try to get a promo with Chipotle, but they said no. And Subway, their last guy had like a really bad rap or whatever. So they're like, let's get someone new and fresh in it. So,
So that's the Subway.
Yeah. I would love to slap each other like in the face with the Subway sandwich, but we're gonna go with the tortilla today anyway. Okay. So
I don't mind if you want to slap me in the face with a Subway sandwich. That sounds pretty fun.
Let's do the Subway slap.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so good for my engagement. Okay, yeah. So basically what we're gonna do is we are going to fill our mouths with a sip of water. Okay. And we're gonna stand at arm's length from each other, and like all you gotta do is slap the other person in the face with a Subway sandwich.
Okay, so
and the first person to spit out their water and laugh loses.
Okay. I'm really good at not laughing.
Okay, who's doing the challenge? Is it all of us slapping Patty
LuPone?
We're
all slapping each other.
Oh, we're all slapping each other.
Patty LuPone,
you don't have to play this game. I have another game if you want to play a different game.
I'll play any game. Any game.
Okay, Patty LuPone's game. All right, let's do it.
Okay, maybe Emma and Patty, you guys can go first. You can just slap Patty LuPone across the face with a Subway sandwich.
Okay.
Patty, you just got a brace for it, and I know you're, like, so good at not corpsing on stage. Fingers crossed it doesn't mean you won't actually become a corpse later today, but, like,
right.
Whatever.
No, but I promised.
Yeah. So, literally, all you gotta do is not corpse.
I can do it. Wouldn't be the first time I've had a sandwich slapped across my face.
Wow, Patty, you lived a colorful life.
Amazing.
I will also say that I am a very weak boy.
A very weak boy.
He only eats cookies and plain macaroni.
That's not very girl boss.
Yeah, that's. You need protein.
Butter on the macaroni.
Ew, that's really sad.
Tell me, you should try it.
Not very girl boss.
Do you like unsalted butter on the macaroni?
Oh, what a question! What a question! Of course I do.
Thank you.
I also don't like it. I like it and I don't like it.
Oh,
I go both ways.
Complex
baby.
Emotions. Yes.
Wow.
Adulthood. That's what you get for being born in the right generation.
Oh.
Okay, so
McKinley.
Yeah. Literally, I brought like a couple of different sandwiches. So if somebody wants a cold cut combo to slap the other person in the face with, they can pick that. But I also have a veggie delight because I know some of the people that like follow me are vegan and I really just don't want to upset them. So one of you can pick the cold cut combo. One of you can pick the veggies.
Patty, you're the guest.
I'll take the meat. Yep. Patty likes her meat.
Right. Patty likes her meat. Yep. Amazing. Patty,
I like
love that
delight.
For you. Here you go, Patty, and a veggie delight for Emma.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe on New Year's I'll go vegan. Do you think
that is a bold goal.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Because you won't be able to eat cheese.
Nope, I'm out.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because the butter, too.
Butter.
And macaroni.
Unsalted butter. Yeah.
Macaroni.
All right. Okay. So now what do they do?
Okay, now each of you take a sip of water and don't spit it out. Remember, the person who spits loses.
Okay.
Patty, why not?
Glug for Patty. Glug.
Hydrated queen, we love that.
It's all dribbling out of your mouth, Emmett. What the hell?
You're not supposed to let it dribble, Emmett. It's got to stay in there. Amazing. Who wants to go first? Okay, Patty, slap him with that meat.
Oh, God.
Ew, you spat all over me.
Oh, my God. You lasted like one round. I'm already spat. Okay.
Jesus Christ. That hurts so much.
Patty's got a mean arm
oh,
there.
Oh, God. I understand that's the point of the game, but my God, I'm a child.
Wow, that was over very quickly. Patty LuPone, you are the winner.
Good game, Patty.
That's showbiz, baby.
I respect it. I respect a competitor. I gotta sit down.
Oh boy. Oh, poor little Emmett. You know, he is a very weak boy. He's he weighs 60 pounds. It's not a lot. Oof, and he oof. Gets blown over by the wind often. His bones are brittle.
7 or 8 years old.
You're 8 years old.
I might go back to being 7 though.
You can't go back.
I might.
You can't. It's over. You can't go back. Once it's done, it's done.
I put it in the Christmas wish list.
But who's that wish list going to? You know Santa's right. not real.
Right.
I told you.
Because today, for podcasting, Santa's not real.
Santa's not real.
The art form of podcasting.
Santa's just generally not real. Okay, well, that was great. Thanks, McKinley.
Like,
thanks.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. Very right. festive.
Are we supposed to play a game
you
now?
You guys want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
All right. This is Christmas Jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
You guys know about this show?
Alex Trebek.
Yep. That's the one. I got some questions for you here. And I have, from Pinterest, I've gotten printable Christmas trivia.
Wow.
As you can see, I hung it up on the wall here.
Oh.
The categories are Name That Tune, Who's Who's Children Movies, Name That Carol, It's All About Santa, and Reindeer Games.
Wow. Okay. So when we know the question, do we just say beep? Because we don't have buzzers.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Or just shout it out.
Oh, all right.
They're multiple choice.
Oh, it's multiple choice.
Yep.
So is that actually Jeopardy?
I don't know. Okay. I found it on Pinterest.
So you're going to give us a bunch of just...
And not really organized very well either, might I say.
Okay.
McKinley, Barton, you're on the board. What category do you want?
I will go, what's the one that's who's who again?
Who's Who's Children's Movies.
Oh.
For how many dollars?
Let's do Who's Who's Children Movies for $200.
Excellent choice. In It's a Wonderful Life, what is the angel's first name? Is it A, Clarence, B, Samuel, C, William, or D, Stanley?
This is the name of an angel?
An angel. Mm-hmm.
Buzz in if you know it. I've given you all buzzers.
Oh, okay. Buzz.
Oh,
Clarence.
Lucy. Clarence. You've said A, Clarence. That is correct.
Wow.
Lucy has
wow.
$200. I
Yay.
Can't remember. Something like that.
Wow, you're on the hook for a lot of money, Emmett.
No,
hope
Santa.
You can pay up later.
Santa will do it.
Santa's not real. Okay,
right,
I'll take reindeer games for 2,000.
For two? Oh, my God. What two reindeers are mentioned in the song Here Comes Santa Claus? A, Dancer and Prancer. B, Donder and Blitzen. C,
Buzz.
Vixen and Blixen. Yep.
Dasher and Dancer.
It's not an option. Lucy, that's not an option.
Dasher, Dancer, and all his reindeer. Dasher and Prancer?
No.
Prancer and Dancer?
No, yes.
Prancer and Dancer. I think I'm cheating.
She had like a million guesses there.
Yeah, but that's Jeopardy. She had the Jeopardy on it.
All right. I guess I have to...
Wait, no, incorrect.
Oh.
You lose $2,000. You owe me $800.
Shit.
Anybody else want to make a guess?
Didn't I already guess
beep.
It?
Beep. Beep, beep, beep.
What is a vixen and what is a blitz?
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
You owe McKinley Barton, TikTok influencer, $2,000 now.
$2,000?
Yep, that's how this game works. All right, one more question. And that's, this is Final
and that's Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. This is Final Christmas Trivia Jeopardy. In what country did the real St. Nicholas live? Because he's real, Lucy. A, Denmark. B, the Netherlands. C, Bulgaria, or D, Turkey.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Patti LuPone.
Ah, give me a Bulgaria.
See, Bulgaria is incorrect.
Oh.
You lose
oh.
all of your money.
Patti.
So you owe me your riches. No, like your personal wealth. Isn't that how Jeopardy works?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You owe all of your money to Jeopardy, to
anybody
Alex Trebek.
Babe.
Yep. McKinley Barton.
Is it Denmark? What is a Denmark?
Incorrect.
Oh my god.
Beep. Is it
Lucy?
The one that they haven't said yet?
There's two that they haven't said yet. Is it either the Netherlands or Turkey?
The Netherlands.
Incorrect. The correct answer was Turkey.
Damn it.
That's crazy.
I say it's fixed.
That means I win Christmas Jeopardy. And you know what's the big thing about this game that I think is we all win because we all learned a little bit about that St. Nicholas is real and he was from Turkey.
He's not real. I'm getting sleepy, Emmett. He's not real. I'm getting sleepy of your insistence that he's real.
Thanks for playing, guys. We should probably take a break.
Yeah, I gotta take a nap. A
really good game. Yeah, we'll take a quick nap, and everybody else can take a quick nap, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Well, welcome back. We had to say goodbye to Patty LuPone and our influencer friend because they had to go. They were too busy getting ready for the holidays.
They were so fun.
They were very fun.
They were Christmas. All about them was Christmas.
Everything, every tiny little thing about them was Christmassy, especially our influencer friend, which was the most Christmassy thing.
Yep.
Some sort of slapping game that we played. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yep, that's Christmas.
So now it's time for us to get ready for bed because it's bedtime and I want to wake up early tomorrow to open up all the presents.
I'm so excited for presents. Lucy, can we still put out milk and cookies?
I mean, if you want to. Like I said, like it's just mom and dad that are going to be eating them. It's really not.
No, but how do you know?
Because Santa's just straight up not real. He's just a made up man.
Okay.
They just do it to make kids feel like they have to be good all year.
Right, right. But we could also just put out milk and cookies and then he could be real and then he eats them and he thinks we're actually nice. And we were so good.
Look, it doesn't matter. If you want to put them out, that's fine. Mom and dad are going to eat them. Mm-hmm. That's fine. So, go ahead.
Okay, so in the cupboard here, I have Oreo cookies.
Great.
Golden Oreo cookies.
Wonderful.
I've heard those are Santa's favorites.
Well, it doesn't matter, because Santa's not real.
Okay, but how does he have a favorite cookie then, if cookies are real?
I think Oreo made that up.
Okay, Lucy, I'm going to put it out anyway. Do you think he wants 2% or whole milk?
I think you should put out whole milk because I think that'll make dad fart a lot.
Yep, okay, hold on. That's very funny. But we could put out two glasses, one for dad, one for Santa.
Two glasses of whole milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Santa will drink one of them because he's real.
Whatever you want to believe, man. Okay. Whatever you want to believe.
Okay.
Look, I'm like 12. I don't need to believe in Santa, but you obviously you still need this
in your life. It's just that he is real. Okay. But no, it's fine. It's fine. Because, like, it's fine. I'll be good still.
Okay.
Even if he's not real.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Okay. Great. Well, there. It's set up. Okay. Go to bed. Good night.
Okay, Lucy, good night.
I'm gonna stay downstairs.
You have to go to bed too, though.
I don't wanna. No, I'm gonna stay downstairs. I'm gonna sleep on the couch tonight because I kind of feel like I wanna prove that Santa's not real because
but what if
he
shows up?
I sort of feel like you need to get over this. You know, you're old enough to figure this out, and I think it's time for you to realize that Santa's not real. So I'm gonna sleep on the couch, and when Santa doesn't come tonight, I'll be able to prove to you that Santa's not real.
But what if he doesn't come because you're sleeping on the couch?
What? Who cares?
I care. I want Santa to be real.
Whatever. Okay, good night.
Good night, Lucy. I'm gonna go to bed now.
Okay, bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just get this window out of the way. No chimneys in this place. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh my god, an intruder!
Oh no, it's not an intruder. Put the gun away, please. I may be magic, I'm not bulletproof.
Good one, Santa.
Oh my god, there's a little person here with me too.
It's me, Santa. Jeremy. You know I was here.
Oh, Jeremy. I'm suffering from dementia in my old age, so I forget sometimes.
Oh, Santa. Hello, Lucy.
Hello!
How do you know my name? Who are you? Did Mom and Dad hire you to do this?
No, Lucy, I'm the real Santa Claus.
Prove it!
Oh, oh, oh! I'm shooting presents out of every orifice!
Ah! Be careful, Santa. You can only do so many of those today.
I know! It makes my dementia worse.
It looks like it hurts so bad.
It hurted at first, but it's a good kind of pain.
See, Lucy?
I don't know. This is kind of horrifying. I don't really know if I need you to prove to Emmett that you exist, because you're the most terrifying monster I've ever encountered in my life.
I'm friendly. I'm Santa Claus. Is there anything wrong with making a list, watching children every day, in and out, making sure they're bad based on my own rules? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm Santa! Ho, ho, ho.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's like the marketing, it's like the iron fist rule over children, and it's just for what? Some guy in a red suit that doesn't even exist? You're not real. This is just a dream.
Don't I make you feel... happy, Lucy, if that's your real name. I mean, if you don't believe in me, maybe I won't believe in you. Maybe I'm hallucinating. I've already set up. I have dementia.
Touché, Santa. Touché.
Hey, Jeremy, that's your name, right?
Yes, Santa.
Is Lucy nutty or nice?
Well, I have the list here. Let me pull it up.
It kind of sounds like I said nutty. Mm. I meant naughty, but it could be either of those ones.
Good one, Santa.
I'm Lucy, a funny man.
You're pretty nutty. Yeah. Seems that way. You don't believe in Santa.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Maybe you're the one with dementia. We're going in circles here. I feel like I've said this before, but again, dementia. Not a laughing matter either. It happens to many people.
It's true, Santa.
Teflon. Do not use metal in Teflon pans. Take it from Santa.
Is that what happened to you? Mrs. Claus used many forks on her Teflon surfaces?
Again, I think we went down too much of a dark path here. Let's get back to me being real or not. What could I do, Lucy, to prove that I'm real?
Well, I guess you could make a reindeer appear.
The reindeers can float, and they're magic. I can't just make one appear. That would be...
Well, I guess you're not real, then.
How about this? I remember what present you wanted when you were 5 years old.
Good one, Santa.
I don't even remember that.
It was your parents' love. All you wanted was your parents' love. I could not bring that to you, so I brought you, Bart and the Beanstalk. You know those Bad Simpsons games? You love The Simpsons, and you wanted one of those, so I brought you that. That's almost as good. It's bad. They just reskinned some other Japanese game. I don't know. The poor kids. But yes, that's what I gave you.
You loved it, Lucy.
That's why I don't believe in you.
Because of the Simpson-branded games?
Yes.
There were so many. Itchy and Scratchy for Game Boy and Genesis? They weren't even good.
We couldn't give you them all, Lucy.
No.
There's too many of them.
Yeah, they're bad.
But I didn't even want those games. I just wanted my parents' love, apparently. You wrote it down on your list. I didn't even remember.
I couldn't give it to you, Lucy, because they already loved you.
I guess that's fair.
You...
Touché, Santa.
Just like Santa wouldn't believe. Because it's all about belief. Jump off that roof, think you can fly, and you'll float through the air. Just... don't tell them Santa told you this.
So wait,
don't jump off a roof, Lucy, please. That's
okay.
We have to make that perfectly clear. There is a lot about belief and we can fly and stuff like that, but please don't jump off a roof.
Yeah, like Matrix Resurrections. It gets a little bit confusing there. Like, don't take your medication, jump off roofs. There's good intent there.
So you're saying don't take my medication and
I'm saying that Matrix Resurrections had that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't listen to Matrix Resurrections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm saying you have to believe. What will you lose from not believing? Lots of negatives there. Not sure if I'm going in the right direction.
What will I lose from not believing?
Exactly. What is the negative of not believing, I mean?
Well, everyone's going to think I'm a dumb idiot baby.
Or maybe they'll think you're the only happy child in the playground.
Well, that's
which
not
I'm
true.
Watching to make sure you're naughty or nice.
Oh, God.
It's Santa. It's what I do. What are my power sets? Can I fly?
Yeah.
I can go up chimneys.
Yeah, if you lay a finger aside of your nose, you go up the chimney.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. Could I put the finger on the side of my nose and fly up into space?
I think it only works for chimneys.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you guys came in through the window?
Was I born this way? Was it a power that I developed?
Santa, stop asking questions.
Too much snow in my ears. Give me dementia.
It's Christmassy. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Christmassy.
We're allowed to do this.
What do you want for Christmas this year, Lucy?
You know, I think all I really want is for my little brother to kind of grow up and, you know, get some independence.
What would you gain by your little brother growing up?
Why do you ask such grown-up questions?
I'm Santa. I'm like 1,000 years old.
He's wise. He's very, very wise.
Oh, my God. What would I get? Well, he would stop asking me dumb questions about you.
But wouldn't he be in more pain if he was grown up?
Can we play something for you, Lucy?
Okay.
It's a voicemail.
Okay.
That's why we're here today.
Okay.
After Emmett went to bed, he called us. And since it's Christmas Eve, we were quite busy, so we didn't answer the phone.
And he's a child. No one leaves voicemails anymore. That is wild.
It was quite strange, because I didn't even know we had a voicemail box.
Yeah,
and then
it's
just
magic.
Started flashing. It's magic. It's a cassette. So I have a cassette here. It's a mini dad.
Remember mini dad? They're like little cassettes. They're cute cassettes.
You don't need a player. It's magical. It'll just talk.
Oh, wow.
Oh. So I can just hold up this tiny little cassette tape to my ear and it'll play?
It's a little weird that it has to be a cassette as well. It's a toy box. Look at it. And Emmett is there and he's sleeping and he's spinning in circles. It's very cute.
Do you see him?
The voicemail.
Yeah, I see
it.
He
looks very cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Doesn't he look a little bit sad?
He looks pretty sad.
Can I play it for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Santa. It's Emmett. My sister Lucy told me that maybe you're not real, and I put out cookies and milk for you just in case. I put an extra milk out, not because I want you to have two glasses of milk, because I actually don't think that's quite healthy, but it was just for Dad, because Lucy said that Dad would fart if he drank the milk, so that I thought was really funny. But now I'm scared that if you're not real, then Dad will drink both glasses of milk and he'll fart too much, and then it will be just stinky and not funny. But anyway, that's not the point. I'm just calling to say that if you are real, then I think you're really cool. But if you're not real, then that's okay too, and I'll learn to grow up, because Lucy wants me to grow up. And, yeah, I don't know. I hope that you have a Merry Christmas, Santa, if you're real. And if you are Dad, then also have a Merry Christmas, because I love you lots, Dad. Okay, bye.
Oh, man.
I'm crying. It sounds like I'm laughing, but I'm crying.
Yeah, you're giving me mixed signals, Santa.
Santa ho-ho-hos for everything. It's all of his motions.
Oh, yeah. Even when I go to the bathroom, I'm like, ho-ho-ho-ho! More power! Tim Allen, he stole all my bits.
Oh.
Ho-ho-ho! That was on Home Improvement, and then he became Santa Claus. Do you think that's because he did ho-ho-ho on Home Improvement? Oh. That they're like, this is our guy for the Santa Claus?
Someone pictured it, and they were like, this is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That must be it.
And then Santa's like, the woke mob is destroying culture. That's Tim Allen, actually.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's the clause.
I mean, Santa, I'm pretty conservative, wouldn't you say? This whole naughty, nice list thing.
Right. It is. It's pretty totalitarian.
Yes.
It's quite, like, puritanical. Yeah.
I am thousands of years old.
Yeah.
Some
These
say I existed in the dinosaur
me.
Times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who says that?
Me? I was there back then.
What did the dinosaurs look like?
Feathers. So not good. You wouldn't want to see what they used to look like.
But do they have big teeth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you put your head in their mouths to prove that you were...
very naughty, though, so I had to give them an asteroid.
You gave them... That's a big lump of coal.
Yes. Santa, is this true?
Yes. You know this.
You did this... God. I mean,
Noah's Flood, also Santa.
How does that play? That doesn't play into the lore of Santa.
Naughty! That's all I have to say about that.
No, it makes sense.
But an asteroid is a lump of coal. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of Santa flooding people because they were naughty.
That was old Santa. New Santa, all coal. Old Santa, water.
Okay, but the dinosaurs came before Noah.
That's what you think.
Okay. Is that true?
I would. Here's a pamphlet for a creationist museum. I sponsor it. I donate money to them. All right, let's get back to Emmett. I think we're getting off track here.
I don't know. I mean, I like figuring out what you're all about, Santa. If you are really Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Who else could I be?
I don't know.
Maybe your neighbor Bill.
Yeah, that's probably who you are.
Dotry from King of the Hill. He's real.
Everything's real, Lucy.
Okay, everything's real. Everything is real. Two-dimensional characters.
Yes. Yep. 2D is real.
So this is why you got me so many Simpsons knockoff games when
No. These aren't Simpsons knockoff. These were originally licensed Little Mac Groening signature in the corner. They were just bad. Just awful.
Knockoff games, not knockoff Simpsons.
Okay. Yes. Real
No
Simpsons.
Bootleg like Bart is fighting in the Gulf War t-shirts, which was also a thing.
You know, Santa, a lot of what you say goes right over my head. I thought you were friendly for children.
I am friendly.
I thought you were kid friendly. I thought that everything you talked about kids would understand, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I could talk about fidget spinners and the TikToks. That's what you kids like, right?
I love the TikToks and the fidget spinners.
Pogs?
What's a pog?
Crazy bones?
What's a crazy bone?
Remember the crazy bones?
See, Lucy, that Santa has so much knowledge in his head. He's lived for so long, he doesn't remember what... He knows everything the kids like, but he doesn't know which one the kids are now.
You could say Santa is unstuck in time, living every moment simultaneously.
Oh, my God.
It's like Interstellar.
Yes, have or you seen Interstellar, The Lucy? Time Traveler's Wife. You guys seen that one? Or Slaughterhouse-Five. Let's get a little bit more literary, if we will.
You like books, Lucy?
Well... No.
Yeah, that's no. Fair. Most kids don't.
I used to love books.
You used to love books?
Yeah. I'm blind now.
What? This is why you bring Jeremy everywhere to
my milky white eyes.
Oh, God.
It's magic. He can see through the power of magic.
Yeah.
Oh, it all
makes sense.
It's like Daredevil.
You ever see the Daredevil movies? Like rain hits and I can see shapes.
Oh, okay. A lot of your abilities are based on specific movies that are like R-rated, which I have not seen.
Well, only the director's cut of Daredevil was R-rated. The original was PG-13.
I'm 12. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should check it out. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner. Wish they could have stayed together. Very sad. Very sad.
Oh,
Ben
no.
Affleck. He Cole every year. He's a bad man.
You know what? I mean, look. I could tell Emmett that you're real, but I think you would be a disappointment to him, frankly.
What?
His voicemail was really sad and made me feel really, really bad for him. But I, at this point, feel like he would be better off if he just thought that Santa was dad.
Well, I could just come in like I usually do, and then I lay out the presents. Jeremy helps me. But instead, you're asking me all these questions. I'm getting confused.
You're easily confused, Santa.
We set that up way at the beginning, if you recall.
This isn't an interrogation, Lucy. We're trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you trying to help me to do?
We want to inspire the magic of Christmas in you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this conversation not inspiring the magic of Christmas in you?
What is Christmas to you, Lucy?
Well, I guess it's having hot chocolate and going to the mall on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I hope the people listening to this are Canadian, because Boxing Day is only a Canadian holiday.
They is may it be really? Like,
yes, you did not know that? Black Friday is the American thing.
Is it like Australian or something too? Or is it UK maybe also?
Oh,
or is it pure Canadian?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll say it's all UK listeners.
Yeah.
Also like it. For everybody living in who doesn't celebrate Boxing Day, it's the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shopping holiday.
Oh, Lucy, you look very confused. You did not know this?
No!
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Lucy, well, this is what we're here for.
Are you sure? Is this not like a Berenstain Bears kind of a situation where I have slipped into another dimension where Boxing Day does not exist?
Yes.
Well, I don't understand the question.
Yeah,
you've never
really understand the Mandela effect.
Oh,
Jeremy?
Okay, yes.
You know
no,
the
no,
Berenstain
that's right.
Bears.
Oh,
the Berenstain
Lucy
Bears.
Being young, it's not really using it as a right example because it exists in Canada. It's just America doesn't know about it.
But why don't they know about it?
Because it doesn't exist in America.
That's
they don't celebrate it.
That's messed up.
Do we celebrate the Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's the Berenstain Bears Day.
Berenstain. Which one's right?
Like Frankenstein.
Everyone slips into different dimensions depending on the time of day and what they ate earlier for breakfast.
Aren't all of these things real to you, Lucy? Mm. Your hot chocolate, your family. Why not Santa? If Christmas is real, why can't I be real?
I guess just because I don't think anyone's that nice.
Well, I am. Ooh. I'm doing magic. It sounds like I'm a ghost. I don't know why I make those sounds. But
we could do the whole Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future for you if you'd like.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, Santa's on a deadline here.
We don't have time. Next Christmas, if you still don't believe, then we can make you really scared but by even showing you your own grave.
But even if you don't believe,
oh, no.
Why not believe for your brother? That could be your Christmas gift to him.
Couldn't you be that nice?
I guess so.
For little Emmett. What else does he have?
Eminem.
He's got his dad costume. He dresses up his dad a lot, so he's pretty happy about that.
That's weird, to be honest.
He loves it. Yeah, he's constantly in his dad costume. Mm. Well, I guess I could go wake him up. Would you stick around for a second?
Yes.
Yeah, we got time.
Okay, great. Jeremy sounded way more confident than you, Santa.
Again, I'm all over the place. I'm stuck in time. I've covered this.
Okay.
He watches a lot of movies, but he said he was blind. But I guess he watches them like Daredevil.
Yes. Anyway, to constantly spray the screen with water to do echolocation.
Echolocation on one thing that's not moving around.
Yes. It's a magic television.
But you can hear the movies. You don't need echolocation for this.
Oh, yeah, I guess blind people can still
movies. They can still watch movies. Yeah, that's offensive.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Sorry, guys. That's me. That's my bad.
Sorry to whoever may be listening, like Super Santa, who watches the Santas and say if they're naughty or nice.
Oh, yeah. There is a Super Santa.
Wait, there's multiple Santas?
The Santa.
They're in the malls.
Okay.
Go get him.
Okay, here I go.
We'll just be playing Bart versus the Gladiators on Game Boy.
Oh, Santa, you're
so
much better.
I need to find a light. Remember when we used to have to put Game Boys under lights to play? Isn't that weird?
You could play on an emulator, Santa. We don't have to use the original Game Boy.
The reaction time is not the same. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Emmett, wake up.
Lucy?
Emmett, wake up. I gotta show you something.
Lucy? What's going
wake
on?
Wake up.
Is everything okay?
Wake up. Get up.
Oh, is it Christmas?
Oh, my God. You pissed yourself. Okay. Oh, we'll deal with that later. Get up. Come downstairs. I got to show you something.
What's going on? Is it Christmas morning already?
No, it's not. But I there's someone here I want you to meet.
Oh. Is it Dad?
No, it's not Dad.
Oh.
Come on out, Santa.
You're pranking me? Oh, my God.
Hello,
it's Santa.
It's really him. Now look, don't get your expectations
Jeremy,
up too
also
high,
say hello.
He's weird.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. I'm an elf.
Whoa, where'd Emmett go? Jeremy!
Oh my God, that's an elf. It's a real live elf.
Liz, okay, look. Oh my God. I said, I don't want you to get your hopes up too high because Santa's a little messed up.
Santa, do magic. Santa, do magic.
Ghosts are flying all over the place.
There are ghosts literally everywhere.
God, did you
in the UK, ghost stories happen on Christmas Day. Uh-huh. It's a big deal.
Oh, see?
They play it. So
see? Santa
it makes sense.
Everything.
You almost sounded a little like a turkey there, Santa.
Anyway, Emmett, I brought you the present that you wanted most of all. Here you go.
Is it your existence?
Yes.
How
open
did
the
you
present.
Know?
Open it.
Okay.
And then I pop out
of
it.
Oh my God. You were in the box. Where'd you, what the, oh my, how'd you, what the?
Oh, those are just a bunch of pillows stacked on top of each other.
Oh
my God. It's all about misdirection.
What an excellent effect, Santa. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. He's a true illusionist like Harry Houdini.
Don't punch me in the stomach. Like Harry Houdini, I would die.
Oh.
That's how Houdini died.
Oh my God.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Okay.
He would ask people to punch him in the stomach.
Oh, my God. And he died?
He died, yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh,
see, Lucy, I told you.
Yeah,
Santa that is how Harry Houdini died.
I told you that's how.
That's how he died. Actually,
no, I didn't know. I don't know who Harry Houdini is. I don't know what's
going
on.
He's a magician, not unlike Santa Claus.
Oh.
Wait, I'm also magic.
Yeah.
So
not unlike. So you are the same.
So is a magician someone? I guess they do magic, yeah. But it's like real magic. Yeah. I'm gonna make a new word for that. Magician plus.
Okay. Wait, are you claiming that magicians don't do real magic, Santa?
Ooh, I'm not gonna open this can of worms. Yeah, just, magicians do real magic.
It just feels like the magic is real.
Okay.
Are you just mocking me now? Yeah. Santa Claus, I'm here. I'm spending time out of this magical night.
I don't know. You know what? Maybe your jollity is rubbing off on me, and I wanted to try a ho-ho-ho. So what?
Should we all try one?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do one too, Lucy.
All right, let's do it.
Ho-ho-ho!
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 You're not allowed to say ho-ho-ho, Jeremy.
I really thought I
you know the rules.
All right, I'll put another couple demerit points on my record.
That's right. No unionization, no ho-ho-hos. Them the rules of Santa Town.
It just feels like we would be better if we had an elf union, Santa. I've talked to you about
We're
this.
Family. How dare you? How dare you attempt that?
Well, right. Anyway,
no, I'll
Emmett,
rest my case.
Emmett, this is why I was like, don't get your hopes up, because Santa's a little messed up.
Santa doesn't like unions?
No, he doesn't. And I know you love unions.
I love unions.
You were obsessed with them. That and dressing up as dad.
Dad. Because dad's part of a union. Cupie.
Yes. Holy shit!
Oh, it's me, the real Santa, not the imposter who's been here the entire time!
What?!
Yeah, all of this madness. Jeremy, you're now free! Go, join your union!
Wait, I'm so confused.
You've been following an imposter!
Who's that guy?
All of those crazy, bad directions that the previous Santa went in. I'm real now, I'm on book, no wildness. I'm real, Emmett.
What is going on?
I don't know. I think Santa had too many eggnog cups.
No, did you see that dead body there? That was Santa imposter.
Why does everybody die on our podcast, Emmett?
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Literally every episode, somebody dies.
I'm the real Santa.
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
Ooh, I'm doing magic.
It's the same magic.
Okay.
Can I come work with you?
Oh, except this time he's conjured a bunch of dancing nutcrackers.
Of course, Jeremy. Join our union.
You have a union, myself?
We
my
do.
God. My whole life has been a lie.
That's why that was evil Santa. Wait, have you been with him your whole life?
1,200 years.
Oh my God.
I'm so sad.
Well, you know what? Don't live in the past. Live in the present. Elves can never die, no matter what injuries are done to them. So come work with us.
Yay.
Yay.
Christmas is real.
Everything is working out.
Bad Santa's dead.
Jeremy gets to be in a union. The real Santa, I don't know. Maybe you're coming out of retirement or something.
No, I've been trapped in a cage for the last...
How did you get out of the cage?
Magic.
Why didn't you just use magic in the first place?
I can't explain magic. It's magic. It's very complicated.
I feel like you should explain some of this magic.
All right. I put a finger to my nose, and then I just went out of the cage.
Right.
Classic chimney rules.
There wasn't a ceiling on the cage? Did you, like, smash your head into it a bunch?
No, I turned into magic dust, and I got out of there. I just didn't remember I could do that.
Are your powers bound to a deity?
Like a god?
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
You're a god?
Yes.
That makes sense. That's why. I understand
now. Every time we say, oh my god, we could say,
oh my Santa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
I already do worship him. Not as much as dad.
I mean, at the beginning of this episode, you said you were the son of God. So I think your whole spiritual awakening is really coming full circle.
That's what
right
we
now.
Call. Full circle. Good screenwriting.
Yeah.
I mean, life.
Just like real life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What did you learn, Emmett, about Christmas?
I learned that there are two Santas. One of them is the bad Santa, and one of them is the good Santa.
Oh, there's many bad Santas. Just keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, right. There is the Santaverse. I do remember you saying that. So there's a bunch of Santas. We have now met the good Santa, who has now inspired the realness of Christmas into me, and I'm going to go on being a nice boy through the rest of my life, and I probably will try to learn magic by worshiping him more.
Yes. Okay. Worship me more.
Yes.
Pray to me. write letters to me, spread the gospel of Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Well, I've learned to not limit my little brother's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lucy. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. It's important for family. Okay, well...
I've learned...
Oh, Jeremy, sorry.
I've learned that my whole life is a lie, and that the only reason for living is being part of a union.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
and
you
now
know,
I've made it. And
unionize
now
Amazon.
Can't
argue with that.
My biggest competitor.
Wait, we're competing with Amazon?
Of course.
The last thing I was with was like we were just delivering for Amazon. Isn't that the point?
We're not a non-for-profit. I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. All right. This is going to be so much harder than I thought. But since we're unionized, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Benefits?
Santa, what did you learn?
I learned that Christmas is real.
You didn't know that before?
It's discovery every day. Oh, you don't beautiful. Learn something once and then, you know, every day you wake up and you have to make a decision. Is Christmas real or not? And today I decided it is real.
If you stop believing in Christmas, does that mean Christmas doesn't exist anymore?
The world stops.
Oh, God.
The entire world.
Oh, dear God. Please don't.
I'm a god.
Okay. Well, that sounds about like the end of our episode.
Thanks, Lucy.
Yeah.
That was so nice of you to make Santa for me.
Yeah. No problem. Thanks, Santa, for coming in. And
oh, ho, 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 ho!
Oh, he left.
Wow, he farted the whole way up the chimney.
Oh, is that whole milk.
That whole milk that you gave him.
He did drink both glasses.
He
I told him in
Jeremy
the voicemail
in the
not
corner,
to.
But yeah.
Ah, dang it.
Hey, can I use your bathroom?
Sure,
the milk.
Sure.
Oh! Flush. Thanks, guys.
Why does he say flush? Why does he do all of his own sound effects? Doesn't he know we can hear what's going on?
I say flush because I'm embarrassed of the flushing sound. I want to kind of cover it up by going flush!
Okay.
Can I use all your right. bathroom, too?
Sure, Jeremy.
I'm doing it silently over here.
Flush!
Oh, thank you, Santa. That actually really helped me.
Union benefits!
All right.
Well, okay.
Lovely to meet you, Lucy.
Yeah.
Excellent meeting you.
Okay, yeah.
Merry right. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We did it, Lucy.
We did. Should we sing a song?
Yes.
We should get them back down here to sing a song.
Santa, we didn't tell
We're
you
back.
You could leave. Thank you. Thank you for coming back.
Okay, are you all ready? This is our Christmas song.
Christmas time is stinky.
It is stinky. It's the stinkiest time of the year.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Life is happy.
Woo!
Why'd Lucy jump out the window?
She can fly!
Woo! She's flying! A miracle!
Woo! Oh, no, she farted. She farted down.
This is a very vulgar podcast.
We're children, after all.
We're children.
It's innocence.
Thanks for listening to Lucy and Emmett's podcast. Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll be back with new episodes in the new year. Until then, hold on to your farts, I guess. Anyway, thanks for making this year so great for me, Emily Milling, and my co-host, Luke O'Grady. And if you want to find more Lucy and Emmett, find us on YouTube or on Instagram. Make sure you hit that subscribe button every which way you go to listen to us, because it does really help us and makes it a lot more fun for us too, and hopefully fun for you. Reach out to us at lucyandemmettspodcast@gmail.com. If you've got questions, we'll see you in the new year. Bye!